Hello Mzanzi, you are listening to Farmers Inside Track, proudly brought to you by Food for Mzanzi. Officially, this is the world's best podcast for 2024, as awarded by One IFRA, the global organization for the world's press. I'm your host, Duncan Masua, and a warm welcome to you. Now, this episode, recorded in 2024 with Fruit SA CEO Fumulani Ratshitanga, explores the crucial role of South Africa's fresh fruit industry in driving sustainable, inclusive growth. Now, the discussion sheds light on the challenges the industry faced at the time, many of which remain relevant today. Please note that some figures mentioned may have changed. Now, Ratshitanga also unpacks key pillars such as market access, job creation, and transformation efforts aimed at achieving a fully transformed sector by 2038. Additionally, we delve into the need for stronger alignment with government, infrastructural hurdles, rising costs, and the impact of climate change. Fumulani, lovely chatting with you. Welcome to Farmers Inside Track.
Hi, Duncan. Thank you for having me and looking forward to the chat as well.
Thank you so much. Definitely a conversation that I've been looking forward to since you've stepped into the captain seat at Fruit South Africa. So it's lovely being able to have this conversation with you. Maybe let's start the conversation here, you know, better understanding the role of the fresh fruit industry in South Africa. Maybe explain that to us. What specifically is the role of the fresh fruit industry in the South African context?
The fresh fruit industry, as you would know, is export orientated. So it contributes significantly to the growth of this country, both in terms of, you know, having sustainable growth and also growth that are inclusive. And we do this through some drivers, the first one being market access. The fresh fruit industry exports all 60% of all its produce to international markets. And this contributes about 63 billion rand annually to the South African GDP through foreign earnings. So you can see the contribution is quite significant there. And then also the industry is also important for job creation. It supplies nearly 330,000 on-farm jobs. So these jobs are not inclusive of those upstream and downstream the chain, the value chain. It's just the jobs that are specifically on farms. And then these jobs inject much needed growth into the rural economies where the industry's workforce mostly resides. And then also if you go to the dependents of the workforce, I mean, we're looking at more than 1.1 million dependents who benefit from these jobs. So you can see the contribution there in terms of, you know, job creation and also the sustenance or viability of rural communities. And then there's also transformation. The industry invests in transformation. All our member associations, those who may be familiar with the structure of Fruit South Africa, play a significant role in bringing in supporting previously disadvantaged individuals to participate in the fruit value chain meaningfully. So in a nutshell, that's how I can summarize the role of the fresh fruit industry within the South African context.
It's a remarkable industry from Milan and definitely important when it comes to South Africa's agricultural sector. Maybe take us through some of the challenges that the industry is currently faced with and how can they be mitigated?
The industry faces a number of challenges. I won't dwell on those that are inherent to agriculture itself. We know it's a high-risk industry, but let me not dwell on that and just go to those that are specific to the industry. So one is around, you know, aligning the industry needs with that of government. Specifically, if I may qualify that, I'm looking at trade agreements, for instance. South Africa does not have trade agreements with many countries that we trade with. We are confronted by prohibitive import duties and tariffs, particularly if you look at the fact that the industry is export-oriented. So these pose challenges for us. We are not as competitive compared to our competitors in the Southern Hemisphere in some of these markets. And that we always engage with government. We also have the Fruit Industry Value Chain Roundtable, which we use, you know, to find common solutions together with other stakeholders and government and primarily to some of these issues in terms of how they can be addressed. So this we can only do through engagements with government and just showing the impact that these have on our industry and its sustenance. And then as role players, again, we are just encouraged by Minister Steenhuisen's commitments, you know, to make market access more favorable for us. So we hope that with his counterpart, Minister Tau, they will also look into this issue. He places emphasis on market access. So I think this is promising, and we look forward to further developments in this regard. And there's also infrastructural challenges all over in the media and out there about the problems that we face in the ports, particularly if you look at fruit being a perishable product. So the industry regularly engages with Transnet to try and find solutions. So this costs the industry significantly because they have to find alternative ways of getting, you know, the fruit or the produce out there. So you may recall in the past deciduous season, not the one that is starting now, the one that started last year, which is 2023, some produce had to be trucked to other ports instead of using the Cape Town port. But we are encouraged by the steps that Transnet is making and also the engagements that they have with industry to try and resolve these problems jointly. And then there's also rising costs. As we know, it was also a pleasure that in the past, is it 200 days or 100 days that we have not seen load shedding? This is encouraging. I think it will ease the pressure off a bit on the cost side for producers and other value chain players. We also have issues around, you know, the international market dynamics. If you look at the issues that, for instance, the citrus industry faces, you know, in certain markets like Europe, these are some of the issues that are stifling growth, particularly in that industry. But again, that's why the industry also pushes, you know, for alternative markets in regions such as Asia and the Middle East. And we also have some applications for market access in the US. So we hope that this will address this particular challenge.
Definitely interesting. I mean, you talk about infrastructural challenges, rising costs, as well as the challenges that come with international market dynamics. But what about climate change, Fumulani?
Climate change is a problem. We have seen that the weather patterns are not what we are used to. So we have seen flooding in the past season in Western Cape. And then we've also seen, you know, excessive heat in some regions in the Northern Cape during the table grape season. So this just, you know, underscores the importance, or rather the problems that the climate change poses to the industry at large. And we also see that in the current citrus season, which is closing now, when climate-related issues also affected, you know, the output of that industry. So this is a real thing. And yeah, industries are investing on, you know, mitigation measures just to address the issues that are posed by this. We can see a lot of netting. I mean, when I was growing up in the industry back in the early 2000s, I hardly ever recall, you know, seeing nets in orchards. But I mean, this is growing. It just goes to show, I mean, the importance of addressing this issue, because it really has an impact on the output at the end of the day.
You know, we mentioned all these challenges and hindrances that the fruit industry is faced with. Another thing that I'm thinking about is the cost of compliance. What can you tell us a bit about that?
We are concerned by the rising costs of compliance, because there is a multiplicity of standards out there. And if I can just zero it down to sustainability, this also further, you know, erodes the profitability and sustainability, particularly of the smaller guys who are producing, who don't have the means to absorb any shocks. So there are so many multiple standards out there. And this is not only a South African producer standards, but our colleagues or counterparts in the Southern Hemisphere that we also collaborate with under a grouping called the Southern Hemisphere Association for Fresh Fruit Exporters also raise this as a concern. You know, our retailers and us and other standards bodies, I think we really need to sit and reflect and see how best this issue can be addressed. I must say, we are not anti-compliance. I think the issue that we have is around the duplication and the inefficiencies caused by the multiplicity that we see and the ever-growing requirements pertaining to sustainability compliance.
Kumlani, what about the opening of markets and I suppose the retaining thereof as well?
Yeah, this is one of our core focus areas. As indicated, the industry exports about 60% of all produce, and then the local market only absorbs about 11%. So we can see that we cannot entirely rely on the South African, you know, market. So market access is critical for the food industry to continue growing and to be sustainable and contribute to all those aspects that I indicated earlier on. We work closely with the Department of Agriculture primarily to ensure that we access new markets, particularly in the Far East, in markets where we already have access, that we optimize the conditions for exports and then also be able to retain access where we currently have access. The retention part is mainly, in markets which are already established, but there is a drive to open more markets in the Far East because currently most of our exports go to the EU and the UK combined. So we need to diversify and open new markets to ensure that we continue to push out volumes that come through from the new orchards that are also coming into production. And this is critical for the industry to continue, as I mentioned, contributing to the relevant aspects that I highlighted.
Thanks for joining us, Fruit SA CEO Fumulani Ratchitanga. You can, of course, read more on this topic by visiting www.fruitfromzanzi.co.za. And that's a wrap. Remember to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. From me, Duncan Masiwa, our technical producer, Megan van der Vent, and the rest of Hashtag Team Food from Zanzi. Thanks for listening.
Africa's dopest gathering for young farmers is back. Don't miss your chance to join the who's who of agriculture, from top-tier experts to game-changing farmers, at the Mzanzi Young Farmers Indaba on the 1st and 2nd April 2025 in Pretoria. Early bird tickets are now available, so head to farmingindaba.com to get your full access pass for a discounted price. That's farmingindaba.com for early bird access to a full access pass. Don't miss out.